Welcome to Outside the Box, questioning just about everything. Today's topic is Question Authority. Question Authority is a popular bumper sticker on vehicles these days, as well as a famous saying from the 1960s. Question Authority was attributed to psychologist and LSD advocate Timothy Leary, although it's been traced back to a much older source, Ben Franklin. Franklin's comment, quote, "It's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority," end quote. Are so-called authorities ever really legitimate? Or should we take everything with a grain of salt and be constantly on guard for any abuse of power or influence? Shouldn't we trust our own independent thinking for what we believe and do? Isn't that part of what outside-the-box thinking means? Other authorities can offer input, but the decisions are ours. Don't blame it on parents, teachers, religious leaders, police, politicians, bosses, or anyone else who is supposedly in charge. Don't cave in to their opinions or demands. As Franklin said, it's our responsibility. But let's question the theme of this feature, questioning authority. Maybe questioning authority is just an excuse for being self-centered, enabling us to listen to no one but ourselves. Maybe it encourages lone rangerism instead of cooperating with others. Maybe it undermines what should be legitimate authority and valuable contributions by good people. Maybe we shouldn't question authority. Maybe we should trust anyone with authority implicitly. Don't worry, be happy. Just because our government is dysfunctional, our economy is leaving out millions, our healthcare system is unaffordable, our ecosystem is falling apart, and our government is spying on us, that's no reason to distrust those in authority. Our politicians are all acting in the best interests of all citizens, not just a select few. LOL. Welcome to La La Land. Seriously, to me, questioning authority is a nice way of saying no authority is legitimate all of the time. Therefore, we should be questioning constantly, just as Ben Franklin said almost 250 years ago. And question everyone, not just the likes of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, but also Martin Luther King Jr. It's easy to question the authority of someone you oppose or dislike. It's tougher to question someone you support or agree with. Questioning authority can generate necessary discussion about controversial issues. It can help us to clarify our own beliefs and offer new learning opportunities for everyone. Plus, it puts us all on a more equal footing. No more experts and authorities with all the answers and the power. Questioning authority gets us in the habit of taking nothing as an absolute truth and being constantly vigilant about what to accept or reject. Whether it's coming from a politician, a scientist, a college professor, or a trusted friend, take it with a grain of salt, if not the whole salt shaker. In upcoming Outside the Box features, I'll look at other bumper stickers that urge us to question. Things like assumptions, growth, consumption, internal combustion, reality, and more. So, stay tuned. How often do you question authority? Why, and under what circumstances? I'm Larry Danziger, even questioning what I think, say, and broadcast.